Good morning, everyone. It's now 7:51 on Saturday, the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day. It's all one word here, and we here are waking up in Pembrokeshire, in southwest Wales. He says, zipping his coat up, to a fairly nice morning, really. It's not bad. We wild camped in a National Trust car park last night, called Maidenhall car park. I say wild camped. We parked up and we weren't connected to any normal facilities. I'm actually going to wait a minute, Mol. I'm actually going to go onto the public footpath. Down to the edge over here. We've got the sea right in front of us. Now, last night I commented that I could see across the other side of the bay. No, they were ships. They're tankers moored off this coast. Oh, this is beautiful. So we can see the sea from the van, and what a picture! I'm going to take this picture. I'm looking back to the van. What a picture! The sun is now just showing itself. I'm going to take a pano as well. Right, okay, back down. So what can I see from where I am? Okay, so there's an inlet about 2 miles to our right with a town over there. I think that's Newgale. See the waves crashing in front of me. I'm about, 50 metres above sea level, something like that, maybe a bit more. Across to the left, I can see, on the coastline, I don't want to say a needle, but you know what I mean? It's a lot bigger than that. I'll have to have a look on the map. I'm just taking everything in at the minute because, we turned up last night and it was pitch black. Couldn't even find my way back to the road. It was that dark. So a bit of a muddy footpath. What's been down here causing these? A hoofed animal, perhaps, or a cow?
No.
Horse?
No.
No horses, no bikes. Okay. So they're all waking up in the van. Well, everybody's awake except for Harry. I'm coming down this footpath here. Molly's gone AWOL. Hang on. Molly! Oh, there she is. It's not that cold. I'm wearing a t-shirt, a fleece jumper, and a body warmer. It's not that cold. Could do with a hat and a pair of gloves, just for the extremities. But, I can now see the beach. Oh, wow. Molly's excited. I'm glad I'm wearing these trail trainers because they've got such aggressive grips and they're chewing into the ground here as I go downhill. Ah, right, okay, here I am to the coastal path. I can go left or right. There's a sign in front of me. Oh, wow, look at this view. I'm saying that, you haven't got a clue what I'm looking at. So I can see the beach. The beach really is from where I am to the right. So that's Newgale Beach across to the right over there. The bit to the left, holy schmoly. The bit to the left, it looks as though the land has eroded away. Wow, it has, because I say that because all of the land that's immediately in front of me is covered in gorse and brambles. And then you look to the left about, maybe 800 metres, and there's this massive chunk, like a great big digger has taken out a side of the face that, you know, meets the sea. Oh, I don't know, maybe 100 metres thick, and maybe 400 metres into the land. So it looks bizarre. I can see down on the beachy bit down there to my left, where the bit that I'm talking about, there's a lot of it's really rocky, but this, from where I am to the right, it's all sandy. It's beautiful. This is beautiful. It's a little bit hazy out onto the sea. I'm just going to take a pano. Concentrating, that's why I'm not talking. that first oil tanker is maybe a mile away from me. The second oil tanker, which is further across to the left, is maybe a mile and a half to 2 miles, and that's just about disappearing into the mist on the sea. The light behind me, so the sun's rising from behind me, so I'm obviously looking out southwest, aren't I? Is that right? Yes, I'm looking out southwest. Yes. with the sun lighting the cloud, a little bit of cloud in the sky behind me, a little bit of cloud. Apart from that, we got pale blues all around. Got a little bit of a crescent moon. That's quite magical, really. I'm taking lots of photographs here, people. Sorry. I was in the over cab bed bunk last night. Molly, should we go this way? I was in the over cab bed last night with Harry and Jessica. Sarah was in the bottom bunk, Tomorrow was in the top bunk, and it was significantly colder in the back, and that was because I'd opened the vent last night above the kitchen, in the ceiling of the kitchen bit, so in the back end. Sarah said she was cold in the night, and what I'd done was I'd asked her to put blankets on the beds, on top of the sheets, because what I'd found when I was away walking in Dartmoor was that the cold sheets felt damp. So, I'd asked her to put blankets on the to lie on as well. But Sarah says she was cold until she got under that blanket. But I said to her, "Why didn't you?" She said she was cold. I said, "Why don't you wake me up and tell me you were cold?" You know, I'm walking along this path here towards Newgale. I'm looking down a bit of a ravine-y bit to my left. I can see that the beach is rocky down there. I'm just going to go about 150 metres further on. I'm going down a little dip here and then up. I can see why people have gone off track here, because it's muddy and probably a bit slippery. Hear the waves. Hear that in the background. So the beach is beneath me, and I don't know, maybe 50 metres. It's 50 metres down and 50 metres across, I would say. As in 50 metres to my left and 50 metres beneath me. It was a bit of a shame that, you know, we came here in the dark last night. There's been a man walking his dog along here this morning. I can see these are brand new, fresh footprints. A bit of a shame that we came here in the dark last night, because you don't really get a sense of where you're going, you know. You know, whenever you drive to the seaside, or the coast, depending on what you call it, you know, you can sense yourself getting closer because of glimpses of the sea. Well, we could see nothing. no pun intended. We could see nothing for hours because it was dark, and then the A40 peters out into a little road to the coast with nothing much in between. Oh, this is quite steep. Molly will be glad. Oh, this is rocky. Up this path. Rah. I can't see the car park from where I am on this high bit. Oh, I can see the top of Dolly. Yes, I can. Ooh. What's this bit here? So I'm going, a horse has been up here. Some horse muck. Oh, it's a memorial. Excuse me, puffed out a bit because that was steep. There's a bit of a depression in the ground on the right hand. Get out of there. Oh, somebody's used it as a toilet, clever. The depression in the ground, like a hole, big hole, about 10 metres across by about 3 metres deep. Across the bottom, there's a plank. So I can see toilet paper as well. But anyway, somebody has marked a site of a memorial. There are two little placards with the plastic cards stapled to them. The second one I can't read because it's been weathered, but the left-hand one says, "Thinking of you the day you went away. Today, like many other days, brings special thoughts of you, of happy times we shared and caring things we used to do. And once more, it's a reminder that life's road is sometimes rough because the time we shared just wasn't long enough." And there's another verse. So, and you can see the remnants of some flowers here. And somebody's placed it, so they're looking out onto quite a nice area. Quite a nice view here. I am actually going to venture further on to go around this corner. There's a little bit of a hill on my right which is obscuring the view to New Gale Beach. So I'm going to come around the corner here. And I still can't really see anything. Oh, so liberating to be here. Well, to be anywhere away from where I live. I can see the coastline to my right kind of curving round, not towards me, but I can see that cliff face. New Gale Beach is massive. It must be, it reminds me of Golden Beach in Northern Cyprus, actually. I'm going to walk a little bit further on to see if I can see over the top. But it must be, 2 kilometres. 2 kilometres long. Maybe 3 kilometres long. Hang on, let's think. No, I'd say 2 kilometres long. I can't see how wide it is at its widest point, because I'll come up to that in about 50 metres time, no doubt. And I can view over the top. I'm so happy it's not raining. The weather, we checked the weather, and the majority, 99 places across the UK, the weather was going to be a little bit cloudy this weekend. Monday the rain would arrive. A colleague at work is flying to Aberdeen today for the night. Her boyfriend is a steward on an airline, and so they're going to Aberdeen, and we were checking the weather for Aberdeen, and it was the same as anywhere else. A little bit cloudy this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But otherwise, sunny spells. Okay, so I've come over the top of this crest here. What can I see? Okay, there's a static caravan park on the other side. Right, basically what I can see is I've got the sea on my left and the beach on my left. Incidentally, the beach at its widest point must be 300 metres wide. It's a big beach. I think this place is famous for the size of its beach, to be honest. I don't know whether it's the biggest beach in Wales, but it's certainly a big old beach.
A big old beach.
Beach, all right. Okay, so the sea, then the beach, then I'm up high on this kind of cliff face covered by gorse bushes. yes, about, what, a little bit further inland, about 500 metres inland, probably not, yeah, about 500 metres inland, and about, what's that, a mile, let's think about this wisely, about a mile away from me is this static caravan park. The coastline in front of me is cliff face all the way around, and it kind of goes from my point of view to the left. I can still see it bending round even in the mist over there. There's a little island across to my left, so I'm looking, what, to my 10 o'clock, about 2 miles across to my 10 o'clock, there's an island in the sea, and a little island off that. There's some sheep in a field across to my right here. The field on my right is about 10 metres to, on the other side, wrong. There's a wall about 10 metres to my right, and there's a big field with sheep in it. Some white woolly sheep, I can't tell what they are. Wales is famous for sheep and everything that comes with it. So I can see Newgale, which is about, what, 2 miles in front of me. It goes from the actual coastline to the right inland. Now, if I look straight ahead of me in the distance, there's something on the hill. It could be a listening station. I can't really make it out. But these little white houses in Newgale are being turned orange as the sun, which is across to my 5 o'clock behind me over my right shoulder, is starting to cast its rays over there now. It really is so picturesque. I've been going for 17 minutes now. I can see, so if I'm looking straight ahead, about my 11 o'clock, at the cliff face, the base of the cliff face, in one particular area, the waves are crashing about, they must be crashing about 5 to 10 metres up the cliff face. In fact, now that I concentrate on what I'm looking at, I can see where the sea water is wetting the cliff face. Yeah, that's about just over 2 miles in front of me. Yeah, oh my life. I wonder why I wonder why it's happening just there in a space about 100 metres wide. There's some big waves over there. Big waves. So the breakers down here on the sea, they're about, what, 50 centimetres high, which is pretty big when you think about it, for this country, and there's a lot of them. Right, Molly, should we go back? Okay, so we'll turn on and go back now. So the sea's on my right. Can't really see much to the left. There's still a little bit of a hill on my left as I come up here. Actually, now that I concentrate, I can see a village of Welsh cottages over on the middle horizon. Beautiful pale blue sky above me, but to the right, above the sea, it's a bit cloudy. It took me a while to get to sleep last night, actually. There's quartz in the rock in my feet. Jessica will be excited. It took me a while to get to sleep last night. You know, I had a cup of tea before I went to bed. And I've actually found that, as we all know, tea apparently has got as much caffeine in it as coffee. I think the tea kept me awake. Somebody has cut somebody has cut a path through this gorse on my left. In fact, they've hacked the gorse back in places. I'm not going to go through that bit because just in case Molly punctures a pad with a gorse needle. So the gorse is covered in yellow flowers. Is that unusual, Mac? Anybody else of the botanical kind? It's February and the yellow is out on the... In fact, I'm going to take a photograph. I'm going to tweet this photograph out as hashtag... Come on, then. Hashtag yellow gorse. G-O-R-S-E. So if you want to have a look at what I'm looking at now, it's beautiful. In fact, I need to tweet that out again. My AB view now. Right. Some people are probably wondering now, what's he on about, my AB view now? My AB view now is a hashtag that a few of us came up with a while ago, probably a year or more ago. We were kind of talking about what we were looking at that particular time when we were recording Audio Boos, as it was then, Audio Boo. And we tweet them out, hashtag my view now. So I said we need to kind of make this quite unique. So my AB for Audio Boo back then, but obviously Audio Boom now. My AB view now, in relation to Audio Boom users and what they were looking at as they were perhaps walking along. But not that you don't necessarily have to be narrating to what you're looking at. You could just do it anytime. And so those people in the Audio Boom community could have like a second mode of connection, you know. So if you're out and about, stick a hashtag down on a tweet, my AB view now. As I say, you don't need to be narrating to an Audio Boo and telling people what you're looking at. I'm sorry if I'm going from left to right channel here, your left to right ear. I'm trying to keep my balance as I come down a bit of a steep bit and to go back up the other side in a second. I think I'm hungry now. I'd put the kettle on for Sarah before I left, and I've been out half an hour, haven't I? Well, 23 minutes in recording this, so about 25 minutes to half an hour ago I stuck that kettle on. Oh, this is a bit muddy, this bit down here. Well, these Carrymore Pace Trail 2 trainers for £35 from Sports Direct, I sincerely recommend them. I'm a bit of a value for money man, not necessarily a brands man, a name man, not necessarily. I go for value for money and quality. Carrymore took a bit of a dip a while ago, but they're picking themselves up again. I can recommend these trainers if you're, for dog walking, but if you're living in an area where you need a bit of grip. I'm not sponsored by Carrymore. Right, hang on. Let's get View Ranger and see if that needle thing's got a name. It's called Ricketts Head. And it's black cliff in front of me. The thing that I said that looked as though it was... I should have recorded this blinking route this morning on flipping View Ranger that I'm walking, idiot boy. Never mind, Black Cliff. Oh, dogs! Some dog's doing its business, not mine. Molly hasn't been. This way, Moll, up. Black Cliff and Ricketts Head. Right, I'm going to power back up this hill now. It's a bit steep. Back up to the van. And I'll speak to you anon. Cheerio.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.